Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Wondering, what the heck happened in the House yesterday where Democrats voted to finally open up, remove essentially, the statute of limitations on sexual abuse? All these victims who really couldn't go anywhere back then. It was either covered up or it was preposterous to people. I remember when it first started, it was hard to believe. And I remember a story in the Kansas City newspaper. They did a national story of the number of priests, bishops, monsignors, and others that had this unbelievable rate of AIDS and related disease. And it seemed to be, it dovetailed with a lot of stuff, one of which was this scandal that started. And then we went through several iterations. I did the Cardinal show then. And I think that Cardinal Ragalli did a good job, as far as I could tell, in really getting to some of the more obvious cases and dealing with them effectively. Then I think Chaput was very good. But now we're back again to saying take away the statute of limitations on these crimes, which is difficult. We have statute of limitations because things are fuzzy, hard to remember all those years back. To assure a person gets their day in court correctly. But these people have never gotten their day in court. Joining us is Pastor Bill Devlin. Pastor Bill on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome in. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, God bless you, Dom and Dan, and all you do. And thanks for bringing this up. And let me primarily say I am a lover of the Catholics. I've been involved with Catholics here in Philadelphia since 1982 through the pro-life movement, and just have been their friend, have been a leader there in the, with the pro-lifers in that are predominantly Catholic. And this bill, unfortunately, is not going to pass. It passed in the House. It's going to go to the state Senate, now controlled by the Republicans. And Dom, let's have, as you just said, let's have the victims have their day in court. This has been going on for too many years. You remember back in the day, what is it, 25 years ago when Philadelphia DA Lynn Abraham indicted, I think it was 52 dead and living Catholic priests. And there was a big uproar from the Catholic Archdiocese. And, you know, it's sad to me that the Pennsylvania Catholic Conference, and here I am, I've worked with PCC, I've worked with every bishop here in Philadelphia since Cardinal Bevilacqua. And he was even indicted, so to speak, by his covering of transferring priests that were guilty of child sex abuse. So there's no question that this bill should pass. But you know what? And Dom, I know that over the years, you and me have had a great beef, whether it's with the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops or the Pennsylvania Catholic Conference of Bishops, because they don't stand up for Catholic values and for Christian values. And why don't they do it? Because they're afraid that this bill is going to pass. So case in point, last Saturday, we had the Philadelphia March for Life, right?
Right.
We had the mass at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. Guess how many priests showed up at the Philadelphia March for Life, which we have every year in June? One priest showed up. Now, they had priests saying the mass, but only one priest actually, and he was the MC, a priest from St. Lawrence out in Upper Darby. So why don't they come out of the foxhole, Dom? Is because they're afraid. And you know what? How many archdioceses throughout the United States have already claimed bankruptcy? I think the number is at 9 or 10. So, unfortunately, this bill's going to die in the state Senate because the Republicans are going to kill it, and the victims of pre-sex abuse will not have their day in court. They will not be able to, you know, go through that trauma. And again, Dom, I'm a lover of the Catholic Church. I pray that there's revival in the Catholic Church, that they can move on. Look at what's happened in Ireland. They had to close almost all of their Catholic seminaries because of the uncovering of this abuse. So let's have the victims have their day in court.
It did pass the last time, as I remember it, though. It passed the House. I got to go back and look it up, Bill, the Senate. Yeah. And then we had the guy on who was abused himself, a Republican, or was he a Democrat? And he talked about when Wolf called him to say, hey, we screwed up. Bookvar, who was too busy electing Joe Biden, didn't do her job. Didn't put it in all the newspapers of the 67 counties. As a result, it was dead. But I thought it was passing at that point. But this time, 80 Republicans. So I don't think it's a small procedural thing. But let me make the case, even though I don't agree with it, but I'll make the case in their minds.
Yeah.
They think, but the Catholic Church in Philadelphia has already paid out, suffered the embarrassment of, gotten rid of these priests. Why would we go back with fuzzy memories? And let's face it, the victims are traumatized. So who knows what they might say? Who knows how impeachable that might be what they say, Bill, because they're traumatized. How about that argument?
Right. Well, I would recounter that to say, let the bill pass for these victims. And I'm of the opinion, who cares whether it was 10, 20, 30 years ago? And let the Catholic Church, whether it's the Archdiocese of Philadelphia or other dioceses in Pennsylvania, let's, so to speak, bury this and let's go ahead and move forward, give the victims their day, and then be done with it, Dom. I mean, this has been hanging over the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia for ever since you've been on talk radio. And this is, again, this is why the Conference of Catholic Bishops are hiding in their rectories. They're hiding behind the pulpit. I'm going here on the edge a little bit. And they will not stand for the Catholic and Christian values of human life, marriage, et cetera, et cetera. And we go back, Dom, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and our current archbishop, he forbade any Catholic priest in the archdiocese for writing a religious exemption for a parishioner in a Catholic church. Why did he do that? He didn't want to stick his head out of the foxhole and, you know, have this whole thing rebirthed. So I really believe nationwide and even worldwide, and of course, I work with the Catholic Church in Africa, Central Asia, and the Middle East. I'm with them all the time in the Eastern Orthodox. Let's just be done with this, pass the law, and let's go after the priests who were abusers. And if they need to go to jail, they go to jail. And then let's give the victims their day in court. So that would be my retort to what you just said. And let's be done with it. Let's move forward. And let's pray for revival in the Roman Catholic Church.
All right, Bill. Thank you, Pastor Bill. Thanks very much.
All right. God bless. Thank you.
All right. Pastor Bill Devlin here on Talk Radio 1210. Will it pass in the Senate? Well, it's 80 votes of Republicans in the House opposed to this. I was kind of surprised. I thought this was going to be everybody's on board. You hear the argument. Come on. They've already paid. They've already identified. They've already done that. This will just be used by people to go after them unnecessarily at this point. But these people have not had their day in court. Even if they were paid, maybe. I mean, victims want to be able to talk about what this meant. Now, on the other side, Josh Shapiro, of course, is a hater. He used this when he ran for attorney general, I think, excessively. Every 5 minutes, that's all he talked about. So I'm on board with looking at this again and seeing what else is there. But Josh Shapiro is not credible on this. Will the Senate do the same thing? It's Republican controlled. If they do, it might not pass. Democrats voted unanimously for it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push pound 1210. Take some of your calls coming up. Scott Pelley, we played you him at the Wake Forest commencement. And it wasn't just his attack on Trump and his vision of dystopian America. It was the grandiose pomposity of the way the man was speaking. Have you ever seen Bob Costas. Bob Costas reeks of this. I don't know how this guy was the giant in the world of sports. We're going to play you a little bit of Costas condemning mainstream media, saying, well, you know, George Stephanopoulos just misspoke when he said that Trump was convicted of rape. Oh, on multiple occasions he misspoke? And ABC should have never paid out $15 million in the defamation libel, whatever you want to call it. They certainly should have. Costas still sticks by that today, that Trump is a rapist. Big difference between that and the actual findings of what went on there. And he goes after CBS because they may settle for the doctoring of the tape with Kamala Harris. But you'll hear a little bit of what he calls the MAGA media. I think the worst of Costas may have been when he was on either Monday or Sunday Night Football. Hard for me to remember which one. At halftime, going off because one of the Kansas City Chiefs came in with a gun and I believe shot himself ultimately at the Chiefs' headquarters. And he went off not on, was this guy mentally unbalanced because of all the concussions and everything else? He went off on guns at halftime of the national football broadcast. And I just have never gotten it with this guy, why he was seen as this giant in this world. I mean, he's pompous for the world of sports. And he might be more intelligent than some of the stuff you get, but my God, we'll play a little bit of that. Let me go to Phil in Delaware. Phil hanging in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil, welcome in.
Hey, good afternoon again. Couple things. One is the Apple Green charging stations on the turnpike and them getting rid of Tesla's
yes.
mm-hmm. charging stations. Well, I talked to somebody that was there. They seem to know. Apple Green stands to make a whole lot more money, and they use the Tesla thing as an excuse to dump their charging stations.
Yeah, well, Tesla now is going to have them paralleling the turnpike and all, but, you know, that makes it harder on people. At Farley, every time we broadcast here, you see this whole array, very convenient, of Tesla EV chargers. So, Phil, they are suspect, to put it mildly. They're getting even with Elon Musk. That's what it appears to be.
Yep, you couldn't have said it any better. As far as my connection with L.A. And down south, the Spruce Goose by Howard Hughes.
Yes, of course. Howard Hughes, a big figure in the L.A. area, without a doubt. A third Chinese national has been charged, from Wuhan of all places, has been charged in the biological smuggling. I'm telling you, this stuff is so serious, at least economically, if not physically for Americans, I'd have to consider the death penalty here. I know they didn't release it, or at least we don't think they did. That doesn't matter too much. I mean, this idea, again, from China. So this Chinese national is from Wuhan, arrested in Detroit. The third, if you remember that story from last week, I guess it was, of these pathogens that would have deep consequence agriculturally. And I'm not sure exactly what it would do to human beings on top of that. Apparently, they said they were going to be using this in lab work at the University of Michigan. There's just too much of this stuff running around, too cavalier with it. And what strikes me is, oh, yeah, this guy's from Wuhan. How much more do we want to play around with this stuff? All right, side question today. Something or person, place, or thing associated with Los Angeles, since it's in the news a lot. You heard me at the beginning of the show. Do you not celebrate June 15th? Electoral College Day. It's genius. I wish I were there to just scream out genius when they came up with it. By the way, it reduces voter fraud. If we just went by, I know it's easy to say, well, Trump won the popular vote this time. Hey, I don't think we're going to see as bad of a Democrat candidate, might be wrong about that, as Kamala Harris, and somebody with the secret sauce that Trump has. So I would not put a lot of money on winning the popular vote any year. But it doesn't matter. The country's not constructed on that. It gives voice to every sector of the country, and it's pretty hard. It's harder. If it were just the popular vote, Democrats, progressives, or whoever wanted to, could try to run up the vote and cheat in places like Philadelphia, known for it. When you have to win all these swing states, that's a lot harder. That makes it more difficult to do that. That's what the point is. And that's why the Electoral College is so beautiful. And just because Trump won the popular vote this time, I don't care about the popular vote. I care about the electoral votes. 855-839-1210. Coming up, I have the lineup of the speakers. Philadelphia on Sunday, or is it Saturday? Saturday, June 14th. This Saturday, Philadelphia will be the flagship of the resistance, the big national day. We're not ruled by King's Day. I'll give you the lead speaker and some of the other notables who will be here. How many of them are the Communist Chinese Party? I'm trying to count that now. All right, 855-839-1210.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Primary day. I think on the Democrat side, it might go... It certainly will go past 9 or 10 o'clock tonight, I'm thinking. But I think in the end, it will be Mikey Sherrill. And it will be... Jack Cittarelli, will he win by 20, 25 points? We'll see. I'd like to see a 20-point win at least against the other guy, who will be nameless. Here is, though, the Bob Costas, who was seen as the dean and all this stuff of sports talk, sports coverage. He might have been decent in a baseball sense over various times, but mainly... He's had shows in which they're opinion shows based on some issue of sports. And the biggest tell it had to be, I guess it's 10 years ago. I'd have to look it up. When this guy killed himself, and he may have shot people at his home, and I think he ended up at the Chiefs training center. And Costas goes on Sunday Night Football, I think it was on a Sunday, and goes off in the middle of the halftime on guns. Here's Costas at this Syracuse, the Newhouse. They're the biggies in the world of turning out the ESPN people, et cetera, et cetera. Here's what he says, particularly about MAGA media. Why would ABC capitulate to Trump and pay $15 million? I mean, all that Stephanopoulos did was call Trump a racist. Here's Costas.
Thomas Jefferson once said, if I should be able to, I'm paraphrasing here, if I should be able to retain only one of the amendments of the Constitution, it's the first one, the right to a free press, because that's the safeguard of democracy. And
clapping for the First Amendment? Okay.
That we are without fault, it does not mean that the legacy or mainstream media doesn't screw up from time to time or have blind spots or misplaced narratives. But if the answer to that is MAGA media, if the answer to that is Donald Trump's view of the world, which is only through a prism of what benefits him, there are no higher ideals, there are no principles at work other than what benefits him, I'll stay with where we are without correction. If the correction is what Donald Trump represents. And what also has happened here is that because he is the president, to a certain extent, who he is and what he does and what is done in his name has been normalized so that responsible journalists have to pretend that there's always two sides to this.
All right, let's stop right there, Henry. Classic here. You know what? I'm a journalist. There are two sides. I'm from the Newhouse School, Syracuse, where they teach that. And this is the prelim to saying, but you know what? There are not two sides when it comes to Trump. Did Costas ever say that about anything else consistently that I know of? No, I don't think he would. He would say, well, that's fairness. You got to get both sides. Can't be doing that with Trump. He's an other. He's an outlier. That's ridiculous to be a journalist and say, all right, these people are saying this about Trump. Here's the evidence. Here's the Trump side of it. No, we're tired of that. Been there, done that. This is an extraordinary case. And only I know the oracle of journalism. Let's face it. Everybody has biases. A lot of it, said this for years in the media, is what is not talked about, what's left out, what they don't cover. And many times I've found liberals, progressives, some of them do not think they're doing this. You got to understand, I'm not being totally critical. They're in a bubble. And they just think that's the way the world is. What are you talking about? I had to get into talk radio until I learned about jury nullification, Irv Homer, stuff like that. 1,000 things I have found out by doing this over the years. Here's Mark Costas.
There really isn't two sides to much of what Donald Trump represents. If someone says...
Tut, tut, Newhouse.
And the idea... that you have to find, somebody who will not just defend Donald Trump, but valorize it, even on CNN or wherever else, just in the name of being balanced. Look, if someone is contending that the earth is flat, in order to appear objective, you are not required to say, well, maybe it might be oblong. No, it's not. Certain things are just true. And regrettably, something that's true in America right now is that the President of the United States has absolutely no regard, and in fact has contempt, for basic American principles and basic common decency.
All right, let's stop there. Decency. Always with the decency with Bob Costas.
Decency.
Thank you, Madeline Dean. Did he give credit for the speech? Has he done that over the years consistently? Could you be in the world of sports and not pull punches with various criminal athletes and things of that nature? All right, so here's a little bit more Costas.
And if, and I've heard this on occasion, I used to love Bob Costas, but then when he turned political, and of course when I did, then every good thing I did for 40 years was washed away, and now I suck. You know what? If that's what you think, and that's how you think, and you think it in defense of that guy, I wear that as a badge of honor.
All right. Thanks, Henry, for dealing that out. Then he went on in the part that I have here from the speech. George Stephanopoulos, they should have just said, hey, look, George misspoke. That's it, ABC News. We don't care that Trump is suing. We're not settling anything. With CBS, with the doctoring of the tape with Kamala Harris trying to throw the election, they ought to say the same thing. We're not giving you any money. Go pound sand. All right. This is the, hey, by the way, you know what? I should ask this. What's the newest thing that we're seeing? Every one of these riots, I'm looking at it right now. The newest thing are these clowns showing up, probably organized with hammers, giant hammers, hammering sidewalks and all, and throwing this. And it takes me back to the Intifada in Israel. And they say, well, you know, why would the Israelis be shooting these? They're just throwing bricks at you or rocks, kids throwing rocks at you. You get hit in the head, you get hit in the face with a rock off an overpass. I'm looking at these idiots just tearing up the streets, suddenly showing up with these really forceful hammers. And some of them are carting them off. They have little carts to take them off, et cetera. And now, yeah, a whole bunch of, and Bill Malusian is the best thing on Fox right now to me. That guy is incredible, the coverage and what he's showing you in L.A. That's the thing I see out of this. That's the new thing, different. The idea of showing up with hammers and tearing stuff up and then throwing it at police by the hundreds. Well, the police have guns. What are they supposed to do? All right, 855-839-1210. Give me your reaction to Costas. This is typical as far as, well, we're not going to be journalists anymore because Trump is such a threat. He's like the earth is flat. Do not give the other side to anything that he says in this. That would not be journalism, seems to be what Costas is saying, among other things. All right, coming up, we are going to talk with him. We're really happy to do this. The superintendent of schools over in Deptford, where they are now on board, big piece in the Inquirer, with taking away the cell phones at various times in the school year. And I am on board somewhat with this, but I want to find out what they're basing it on. I know there's a rush to do this. Is it really that big of a problem? What outcomes will you get? We'll talk with the superintendent. I'm thrilled to bring him to you. I'm glad he's joining us. Speaking of joining, I hope that you join us as we head to the place where the Romans, the Arabs, the Normans, the Spaniards, the Germans, and others, they all came through this. Why? It's beautiful. It's great. The sun, the sea, and the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe and Sicily and Calabria this fall. And when you're going to Europe, you know the only place, the only group I would go with, and Dawn says the same thing, Conservative Tours, our tour operator. $55.44, including airfare, the dining events alone you will remember, and the camaraderie of a group of talk radio listeners coming together. Yeah, and watching the events from there, God knows in October what will be going on. Bustling Palermo will hit the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. You can go to conservativetours.com or call 888-733-9494. Get the information, act. We're getting near the end of the people that we can accommodate. You'll also enjoy The Godfather Tour, all three films. We go to the locales. The crown jewel of Sicily, we're told, is Taormina. Of course, we're going to hit that. Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. This is Sicily. Savoca's on the list. Ancient, charming, picturesque, and always a country within a country. Call 888-733-9494.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Dom Giordano, big issues, big guests, the cell phone in schools thing. And fortunately, when I was teaching full time, we didn't have to deal with that. I can imagine major, major issues. Joining us is the head of a school district, Deptford, the Deptford superintendent, who's embarking. Yeah, hometown advantage there, Dan. See him behind the scenes already telling, yeah, we got this kid coming up that's going to be tremendous.
Pregnant, gonna be in your school.
Yeah, what is your gifted and talented program? I want that kid in there with little Einsteins. He plays Suzuki violin already. Kevin Knaus joins us here, the deputy superintendent on Talk Radio 1210. Welcome, superintendent, to the show. Appreciate having you.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about your non-day job for a moment, though. I wanted to know, you're apparently certified basketball, baseball, I'm told by our fact checkers, as a ref. I only did high-level, relatively high-level basketball as a ref.
Are you gonna gloat through this?
And I would tell you, oh, yes, I would tell you, come on now, superintendent, that basketball is harder than baseball.
Yeah, I don't do it anymore. I used to do it back a few years ago, but I basketball is challenging because everybody knows the rules. But it was also more fast paced, and it was easier to forget a call up and down as you're running up and down the court.
So. Well, wait a minute, before I test your credibility now on the great cell phone thing, when you were reffing, and I'll tell you mine going into this, so you can get a sense. Are you more of a guy? Is it a charge or whatever they're calling it now, or is it a block? I am the anti-charge guy. You're not getting a charge easily if I'm reffing.
I call it fair. I would call it fair. I mean, if their feet were established, I would call the charge. I wouldn't be afraid to call it. So.
Okay. All right. So, superintendent now, I'm a former teacher, if you didn't know, and then at community college and then into this. It's a long story. So I realize the demands on teachers today. What happened in Deptford now? Is it surrounding school districts? You saw a little bit of what to do, what not to do. What are you guys doing around cell phones? Is it anything different than we've seen?
I think it's slightly different. As I told the community last week at our family forum, we're going to do it the Spartan way. And that's where I gather feedback from the community, and I try to get a sense of what the community's seeking. I think the community understands that we do have an issue. I've seen it firsthand. I've had teacher observations in schools. I had a handful at the high school this year where I've seen it myself. I asked students to put their phones away because it was distracting from the learning. So therefore, we figured out there was a problem. We looked at it as a team, and then we put a survey out to the staff, to the community, and to the students. And we gathered all the feedback, and we just put together a very compromising and very fair policy for our students for their devices.
And that is what? What is it exactly happens?
So essentially, I mean, what it came down to is that the community was seeking the cell phones on the students in case of emergency. So our team came up with off and away during the school day. So rather than put it in pouches or lockers or storage lockers in the classroom or caddies, our thought and our feedback we received from the community was, should there be an emergency, we would like to get a hold of our kids. So the cell phone can be on the kid, but it can't be on and it can't be seen, but it can be on them. So if there was an emergency, that student would be able to make contact with the office, their parents, 911, whatever the case is. So the pouches just didn't seem to work for us and work for our community, so that's where we made a compromise and went with what was best for our Deptford Spartans.
I like that a lot. I'm not a fan of what I've seen. I've been outside the high school classroom for quite a while. It seems a huge burden, and I don't want to get into whose phone and somebody stole it, something's missing, with the pouching and all this other stuff. I kind of think this more directly gets to that point. And what happens? How many warnings do you get if you abuse this? What happens? What's the discipline?
I mean, in our plan, we do have an escalation of discipline for students that are in possession of a device, and that's considered if it's seen. I mean, technically, it shouldn't be heard because it's off and away. But if it's seen and the student's actively using it, then that's considered a possession. And then there's also considerations and an escalation for discipline for students that are actually like videoing or recording or doing something inappropriate with the device. Obviously, it's a distraction, period, I'm very big on student privacy, and no student should have their privacy violated in the schools, whether they're taking pictures in a locker room or in a bathroom or, you know, using it as an opportunity to discuss something and meet up to do something or cause harm. I'm very big on that. So the whole purpose is to eliminate that to the best of our ability. And there will be an escalation of discipline. It will be enforced. And that's where the teaching association, we have their full support. They feel supported now. And the administration's on board, and they feel supported from the central administration, myself and the assistant superintendent. So there's just this camaraderie that this has to be done for the benefit of our students, for their education, for their future, and just eliminate the distraction, eliminate the concerns that come up with having students have devices on them.
So the teachers union then doesn't feel this is too much on the teachers to arbitrate. See, I think if you had the pouching and all that, I think teachers have more to arbitrate with that, of who did what and you didn't put it in there and everything else. I kind of like this. It's pretty obvious. If you have it out, that's a violation.
Correct. And we were going to make an announcement each day in the morning on the morning announcements, because students should have it off and in the off position once they step foot before they step foot in their first classroom for the first bell. So an announcement will be made, and that's the student's warning. So, and it also takes the teacher element out of it too, because we will never have a student collect the phone. If a student has to take the phone down to the main office, the student brings it down and it's locked away till the end of the school day.
Yep.
So the teacher, nor the administrator, nor a secretary would actually be in possession of the phone. It would be a student delivers it to the main office.
Let me ask you, too, in reference to this, another field kind of related to it. Have you guys come up with a policy, or are you in the throes of it, around AI? How does that play out? Because the last years I was teaching, even then, research papers, we were In the field then, Superintendent, where you had people writing, getting paid to write research papers. In 1 year, the student wrote, "Now that I'm a senior at Glassboro State," and they were only a senior at the local high school, and the N administration said, "Well, you can give them a failing grade. You can't give them a zero." And teachers actually wore black armbands to the graduation over this. I was one of them. Absolutely wow. Right. So with AI now, the stakes are really much higher.
I agree. But we also, just like with the internet coming out a few years back, we want to educate our students and educate our staff on artificial intelligence. We do have a policy that we just updated. It does speak to an artificial intelligence plan that we're going to work on this summer with teachers, students, and feedback from our staff. And then we're going to keep that policy pretty fluid, considering if we determine anything new that comes along with AI. Our teachers at the high school, middle school have had something called No Red Ink, which is a software that they can run a assignment through to determine if there was any plagiarism or if there was any AI used to generate that that paper. So we've had provisions in place, but we're also coming up with a plan. So it's spelled out just like our cell phone plan, our student device plan, so that should a student do this, this is what happens, and that there's no hidden secrets or anything being kept from the student or the parent.
You mentioned something, too, the negative effects of social media, cell phones and all, and you said you're very big on privacy. I would think this is one of the biggest headaches imaginable in your position, anybody in your position, with student privacy. And again, back in the day, I can't speak for you, but, you know, maybe any of us would have done things as a kid, but with videoing this and then fake stuff and AI that I was getting to, this is really a minefield.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a parent too, and I think the community needs to understand that. Like, I have three kids, and they're all in schools, or actually in three different schools, and something unimaginable happened to one of my kids. And as a superintendent, I lead through both a parent lens and through a school leader lens. And for students to take pictures or post videos or escalate cyberbullying, it tugs at my heartstrings as a parent, but also as a school leader. And I think that every kid should come to school feeling comfortable, ready to learn, and not be in fear. So if there's anything we can do or any provisions we can put into place to make sure that every kid feels comfortable, that's what my job is, and that's what my job is for the Spartan community.
You mentioned that several times, too. I could tell the pride in that mascot. The Spartans come onto the football field. I don't want to be the Athens on the other side.
Yeah,
sitting with books.
Here to go to,
yeah, Athens. What chance do they have against Spartans?
No, sir. No chance against our Spartans.
Absolutely. Superintendent, thank you. Thanks for coming on. This takes place in September, the new policy.
Yeah, it's been rolled out to the community, both in a family forum format and also in writing. So everybody's aware it's a September start, and we're going to keep monitoring it. I'll monitor it myself as I walk around and check things out for myself, and we'll go from there.
Superintendent, thank you. Please come back. Really enjoyed talking with you.
Same here, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. And remember, if you see a Borowski name on there, Maisie's the good side. Well, call her at home if there's any issue.
The kid's not even born yet, Dom. Come on.
Why was Dawn saying Daisy today? Did she pick that name? Did I miss something?
Well, think about it. It's been the same thing over and over since we've announced that the little one's going to be a girl. If you take the name Dan.
Oh, that's amazing.
Maisie,
is that who came up with
that?
You put it
together. And it's not Dawn. And my sister said it right away. We had listeners say it on the YouTube chat.
You think so, yeah?
But Maisie's against it.
I'm against it. I'm on Maisie's
like
side.
Look, we have a cousin. She would have a cousin named Lily. I think it would be cute having a Daisy and a Lily.
Oh, my goodness.
But Maisie's thing is, and Dom, I want your thoughts on this because you have a junior.
Right.
She says she doesn't want to give the impression that the first is our favorite and we waste the best name being Daisy. Daisy on the first, you know, so.
Oh, well, I have the answer to that one.
Well, are you a junior?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm just saying, you can name the first child, you know, Daisy as the combination.
And
of
then what, man for the second?
Yeah, Manuel.
Oh, okay. Manuel, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait a minute, we're looking at the second child.
Manuela.
down the road here, and we're afraid the first child is getting, you know, this is like the prodigal son.
Well, yeah,
I don't like that sermon.
Maisie doesn't want
the prodigal son, get out of here.
Theoretical yeah. second child, yes.
Oh, my. Oh, the theoretical second. The first isn't even here yet, Mike. I think the first is being shorted a bit in this. Go all out for the first and go all out for
where's
the second.
Where's the fatted calf, Dan?
I hope she was listening earlier. I hope she's listening.
Let's
now.
Face it. The first is going to be more disciplined. The second gets away with it's like Jimmy yeah. Carter, and then the youngest was Billy Carter. Jimmy Carter becomes president. Billy Carter's urinating in front of the media with Billy beer on it.
I was going to say, at least it ended up with a beer, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sue says, I said it too, love Daisy. Yeah, you were one of the first ones in the chat to say that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Don't go with these outside influencers. Maisie's yeah. right. And the name experts, I think we should have them on for this. They say the two names, I read it today, do not name your child Olivia and Liam.
Huh.
The reason is those two are is yeah. Olivia's all over.
They're both like top three boy
well,
and girl names.
It's funny you say that because
year.
Those are both off our list because they're both
yeah.
We know Olivia's and Liam's already. And
the other ones I would say all these names that were little spinoffs of some. You know, there's like a core name and then there's a Caitlin this spelled with that. And we're going to spell it with a different letter.
I can't stand the extra vowels, consonants. Like,
yeah,
you just put that all away.
Yeah,
name,
do
keep
that.
It normal. Keep
yeah,
it
you failed spelling, kid. Yeah, but there's no test. Your name, you failed. Yeah.
The internet calls those a lot of times tragedies.
But okay.
Spelled T-R-A-D-E-I-G-H.
Right.
yeah.
Yeah. All right. All right, keep the names coming in here. Did we get the one here? And I'm sure the female
Maisie
contingent
said she
will
is
be.
Listening
yes.
With the,
okay. Yeah. So you have the green eye shades on when she's at home?
No,
she do that?
Working.
Do they do that in accounting for? I like a green
no,
eye shade.
You were so caught up on the green eye shade.
Yeah, I like
she,
it.
She wore it like once in her life.
It's official. I like my tax guy to have that on. Yo, Phil, can you put that on when I come over? I like the green eye. It's a it makes you feel.
She doesn't wear makeup often.
Okay.
The rare times, maybe it's a green eye shadow. But.
No, it's a green eye. It's the headgear that they wear. It's like a visor.
Oh,
when they're
wait.
Doing your accounting. It's not. It's
not
makeup.
Oh no! I thought you were talking. I thought you said something about green eyeshadow.
Oh no!
Too.
No, I meant the.
She does have green eyeshadow.
No!
I mean,
Maisie,
she can wear the
Maisie
green eyeshadow with
makeup.
The visor.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's
yeah.
a visor. Yeah.
You want a Mandela effect moment? You know what that is? Being retconned on the internet. It's when you have a situation that everybody remembers differently.
Right.
Go look up the dogs playing poker. Picture.
Right.
Everybody remembers that exact thing you're talking about, that green see-through visor that accountants use. Everyone
yes.
remembers one of the dogs wearing one of those in that. But if you go look, there is no dog wearing a green
well,
visor.
Well, you know what?
It's a Mandela effect.
They should go back and repaint it then.
I
they
think
should
so,
have
too. It's not how I remember it, like, at all. I thought it was darker in the picture. It just doesn't look
Go real. Look up dogs playing poker. It's not,
well,
it's
we
not
have,
the painting you remember.
We have one guy that sends me a lot of emails that's a big-time accountant. Does he wear a green eye shade? If he doesn't, I won't answer the emails. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. Coming to your calls next on Talk Radio 1210. First, though, let's remind you, big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and price. That's right. The supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product. Omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue Single Bottles. To order, call a Rescue Product Consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Or you can shop online by visiting res-q.com. res-q.com. Feel better, get active, turn back the clock with Rescue 1210 pricing. Again, use that code WELLNESS, 33% off any single bottle. That code WELLNESS, WELLNESS, 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get savings at res-q.com. Do it today. All right, as promised, let's go to the callers here with Dom. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Joe, thanks for the wait.
Oh, Dom, anytime. Bob Costas, I mean, is he even relevant these days? I mean, they roll him out of the closet full of mothballs for the fall classic. And I in my opinion, he was always remember back on Saturday baseball where you had Joe Garagiola and Tim McCarver?
Yes.
And it was a very tutorial baseball education. maybe too much over the top, but it was still good baseball. I always thought he was one of those guys wannabes. And I don't see him much. You know, our social media implants itself, whether you like it or not. He doesn't even come up these days, let alone should have an opinion on anything.
Well, right. And Joe, the last that I remember a major thing with him, it was startling, going after guns. When, look, why was that guy at that age so deranged? You know, we know now about CTE and all, and I watch football like everybody else. That would have been real, but instead it was a lecture on guns during Monday Night Football.
And why was it him they rolled out of a storage closet to say that? Because he just doesn't, I don't know, I think he has Napoleon complex, and they cater to that.
Yeah, and trying to say journalism. See, I'm going after the Syracuse Newhouse School and all that, Joe. Journalism, and journalism now means, are they teaching this in school? Well, Trump is so obvious, you have to not say, let's hear both sides on this. That's not objective anymore. Just go after Trump.
Yes, we have to counteract Trump. You're right. Absolutely. It's becoming ridiculous because, you know, I liked the guy when he emerged. I stopped liking him overnight.
Yeah, exactly, Joe. What do you have on the side today?
Well, mine was a lifestyle. And, you know, if you grew up in the 60s and 70s, and maybe even the 80s, and school was winding down, and even in the fall, you saw the blonde, beautiful USC cheerleaders. You wanted to be a part. You wanted to take a road trip to Redondo Beach with a surfboard. And you wanted to take part in that Beach Boy lifestyle. It was the Beach Boys.
Yeah, that's a great one. You know what Philadelphia did when the Beach Boys appeared here, and it was sort of at the height of their fame, Joe. They rolled out.
I was there, Tom.
Yeah, and what did the sign say? You remember that they rolled out that was a big debacle?
No, I don't.
All right. It said from sea to shining sea is what they wanted, but it's shining was S-H-I-N-N-I-N-G.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And Joe, by the way, yeah. Johnny has agreed to give me bartending lessons. Might I pour the first beer for you and your son, or do you need a professional?
No. I would be honored for that.
All right. We will do that then, Joe.
Did you bring up the whole secret sauce, secret gravy thing?
What's that, Dan?
I said, did you bring up the whole secret sauce versus secret gravy thing you were playing around with in the chat today?
No, that was Newman.
Okay. All right.
Got you.
You don't call it secret gravy, Dom.
We do call it secret gravy.
No, not secret sauce.
You
never hear secret
Trump
gravy.
You never hear secret gravy. Yeah, we do. Trump has a secret gravy no other Republican has. I'm being consistent.
If they call it secret gravy, it's a secret from me because I've never heard that.
All right. Well, that's a deep secret. You need to get the initiation going.
Hey, also, during the break, I put up the dogs playing poker on Velvet picture. It was up there on YouTube. There's also a poll. Is that the one that you remember? And 67% say no. I feel vindicated.
So they don't. They do
Why is
remember
my mic
it.
Not working.
They do remember it with a visor,
it keeps
right?
Turning
is
off
what
by
you're
yourself.
Saying? But there's no you're visor. On. There's no visor.
Yeah, there's no green visor.
Ah,
yeah,
that's a shame.
Yeah, it's up there again. YouTube.com/@12WPHD. Please go like, subscribe, click the bell for notifications,
Maisie
and vote in the poll.
Have a green visor. Even.
No, but she does have one of those, like, you know, those machines that you like, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. Like one of the, like.
Oh, the calculator.
Calculators
yeah,
with, like,
yeah,
the roll
yeah,
on
yeah.
the back
that
has,
like. You've got to have that, too. That's official. Then when they rip it off in the end and say, you don't owe the government
when
anything.
When she whipped that thing out, Dom, I was so proud of her.
Does she say, you don't owe the government, Mr. Borowski, anything?
No, she has not. But she will tonight, I'm sure.
All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, big 2 o'clock hour. Let's see, Dom's Money Melody, yes. Pair of lawn tickets to see Ringo Starr and his all-star band again at the Mann Center. That'll be around 2:13. We're going to talk with Miranda Devine from the New York Post. She has a new podcast out, First Guest, President Trump. But we'll also talk with her. She's done a lot on what's going on in L.A. as it continues here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.